How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Second hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on this Monday. Hope everybody's having a great day to this point. Don't forget, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Every Monday at this time, we talk with TD. Teron Davenport is the NFL Nation reporter covering the Titans for ESPN and ESPN.com. Talking with TD is his podcast and, of course, joins all the shows throughout the course of the week. And he's presented by FreedomTireGuys.com and Crane Works and Rental Works. Well, 10 games in the books for the Titans, Teron, and they just keep chugging along. Another nice win yesterday, 23-21. Yes, it wasn't easy. Yes, they had to hold on for dear life. But nonetheless, they sit atop the conference with an 8-2 record. What were your overall thoughts of yesterday's win?
Well, they just continue to win these ugly games, and they find a way to win. And it's just funny how the ball just seems to keep bouncing their way. And they just every week find somebody that's going to take over and dominate the game. That's really my takeaway this week. It was Jeffrey Simmons and Harold Landry. And I will say this, amidst all the positivity and, you know, excitement, that second half, they left a lot to be desired defensively. You know, gave up some drives that really shouldn't have happened. They shouldn't have allowed the Saints to make that game that close, but that also was due to, you know, some three and outs on offense too. So overall, they got the W, and that's, you know, something to be excited about. But as Mike Vrabel said a couple weeks before, you know, it's always good to be able to have a win as a learning experience as opposed to a loss.
Yeah, they didn't have a sack in the second half, I don't believe.
Nope.
That's a good point. The question is, moving forward, at least in the regular season, do you think they can get by with basically running the ball for 60, 65 yards a game? And Ryan Tannehill, to this point, 2 weeks without life without Derrick Henry, is passing for about 200 yards a game. Do you think the offense, can they keep getting by putting up those type of numbers, you know, the rest of the way in the final seven games of the regular season?
I think they could do that if situation-wise, you know, they could continue to have the excellence, you know, like they had against the Rams, 3-for-3 in the red zone. This week, you know, they, I believe it was 2-for-4 in the red zone. But I'll say this, these last two games, you know, there's still a lot to be seen from this offense because these teams that they've played, I mean, these are two really, really good defensive teams. So I don't think we've gotten a true opportunity to take a look at this offense. So, I mean, yeah, running the football, they kind of struggled. Well, the Saints were tops in the league, giving up 73 yards per game. So, you know, to come in and get 60 or around what they got without Derrick Henry and still, you know, having guys in Deontay Foreman and Adrian Peterson finding their way within the offense, I still think that's solid. But, yeah, they're going to have to do better, right, because running the football is their foundation. And that's something that they do to be able to pass the ball. So I definitely think it's going to have to get better, but I think it will, just because not every defense is as good as the ones that they faced last week and this week.
Yeah, we're about to see what it looks like against the Texans this week, so we'll see if it gets a lot better. If you were putting your money down today, mm-hmm. and we were asking you to slide your chips to the right or to the left, is it going to be somebody else leading this team in receiving yards when the regular season is up, not named Julio? Like Julio Jones and A.J. Brown, do you think that they're going to be it's not going to be them that leads the team in receiving yards, is it? Like, this team is going to have somebody else. Or would you still say one of them is going to stand up? I guess it would be A.J. Brown be the likely candidate. One of them is going to lead the team in receiving.
Oh, yeah, I wholeheartedly believe that A.J. Brown will still lead the team in receiving. I'm not going to get carried away, you know, after one game, you know, in which he had, you know, one reception for 16 yards. Because we could look back just a few weeks ago, I mean, the guy had two consecutive 100-yard performances and, you know, a 91-yard performance. And we know that at any given point, that man can catch the football and it turns into a 50, 60-yard touchdown. So I still think he'll lead the team in receptions and yards. And, I mean, flat out, he's the best guy that they have offensively right now, you know. So I'm not going to go against that, no way.
You love to look at the film. You love to study the film. This team, it seems like, while there's been so much praise, rightfully so, heaped their way, right? They deserve all this. They're getting to the quarterback. They're getting off the field. You know, they're not giving up the points. They just, it's a much different team. But with that being said, are you a little concerned if you watch the film? And I know it's tough in this league with man coverage. But when they get in that kind of one-on-one situation, that sometimes they can get exposed. And like I said, I know a lot of people get exposed in this league in man coverage. But do you think there's something to that moving forward?
You know, I don't feel like they're getting as exposed in man coverage. There were a couple times, you know, Chris Jackson got beat a couple times in Jackrabbit Jenkins got beat as well. But I think overall they're pretty solid. And truth be told, their best man corner is back, and that's Christian Fulton. So that's going to help them. But a lot of that depends on, just like we always say, the front end and back end. They're married. They have to, you know, get help on that front end just as much as, you know, the front end needs help on the back end, right? Coverage, sacks, but then you also have pressure impacting the quarterback and making a throw being off course, and that allows a guy who got beat to not actually have that show up on the stat sheet. And then the other thing you have to mention, Jeffrey Simmons and what he's doing up front, right? And Danico Autry as well. These guys are getting their hands up and knocking the ball down. And there were a few times where, you know, guys were beat, but the ball was batted at the line of scrimmage, and next thing you know, it's an incompletion.
Yeah. We were talking in the first hour, Teron, about these no-name guys. And I said, you know, he'll never say this publicly, and we'll never see this moment, but if he did wear a robe and smoke a pipe after a game, I could just see Mike Vrabel in a robe and smoking a pipe, you know, getting it done with some of these guys that nobody's ever heard of and trotting them out there week after week as bodies continue to drop and yet they continue to win games. Because there has to be, in a private setting, a portion of him that really enjoys having those type of guys out there winning football games in the NFL.
Well, yeah, he's a coach at heart, right? And he's a teacher, you know, and You take and you watch him go through a practice. I love doing it. I miss not being able to be at the full practice because I love, you know, seeing Coach Vrabel literally go from station to station. And, like, he'll drop a gem at every spot. Like, you'll see him go over to, you know, Julio Jones and tell him about, you know, a release at the line of scrimmage or you know, a way you stiff arm. And then he'll go over to, you know, the offensive lineman and bang with Taylor Lewan and say, hey, you know, you got to keep your pad level here, and then he goes to another position, and, you know, he's going over stuff with the outside linebackers, telling Bud Dupree a way to shed and be able to, you know, get to the quarterback. So, yeah, absolutely, he loves developing these guys and seeing that come to fruition. And, I mean, you look, Naquan Jones, undrafted free agent, got a cut at one point, back on the roster, he got a sack yesterday, you know, so I think when you look at just what they've been able to do, David Quesenberry is an awesome example, right? This guy was on the practice squad, cut, brought back to the practice squad. He's a starting right tackle, and I don't know about you, but I talk about him less than any other player on the offensive line, and the less you talk about an offensive lineman, the better. So I think those are some really good examples. I mean, you look at some of these other guys, man, Matthias Farley, you know, he's gotten involved. There's so many of them that they're just kind of bringing along. Even Dez Fitzpatrick, right? Tore him down, you know, that week leading into
Bucks joint practices. Fitzpatrick had a solid week. You know, he got released, and then he's back. They elevated him, you know, and then he got his first catch as a pro. So that just goes to show you what they're able to do as far as bringing guys along.
It is really remarkable. You could go down. There's so many examples of that to get them to this point. Teron Davenport is with us, and this is going to be part of the answer, I think, to this next question, Teron, but the special teams, that was the difference in the game. And it, well beyond the two missed extra points, but also I think it tells you Randy Bullock. He's another guy that they had to find. He wasn't there in training camp, and if he's not dead letter perfect yesterday, they may not win the game. If it's the opposite, if it's him missing a kick or two, the Saints probably win that game. And, of course, they had the big turnover. And I think, too, Teron, you can speak to this. Their return game, we used to talk about how they just never got anything done. They were constantly misjudging kicks. I think Chester Rogers and all the guys that have returned, they've avoided the big errors. The hidden yards are a big, big plus this year as opposed to the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Chester Rogers. He had one. It was Chester Rogers. He had one. It bounced, and you know, he caught it and was able to elude a tackler and get 9 yards. And 9 yard punt return is pretty good. You know what I mean? And there was another one. You know, I thought we were going to have to like get some flowers and take him down to the field the way it looked when he fielded it, because it looked like a guy was coming in about to murder him, but he caught it. You know, was able to get a couple yards that way, too. So, I mean, that guy, he's a brave soul for that. And then Marcus Johnson, right, finally getting the chance to return because they're not kicking touchbacks. And, you know, each time he got beyond the 25. So anything beyond the 25, you know, is a positive gain as far as, you know, better than where you start at if it were a touchback. So, yeah, both of those guys did a solid job. And we can't talk special teams and not talk about Dylan Cole, because he rocked Deontay Harris. I mean, he rocked him. And that ball came out, and, you know, Torrey Carter, another guy, right? We talk about guys stepping up, but Torrey Carter was cut. They brought him back. He was on the practice squad, signed to the active roster, and look, he recovered the fumble, you know. So it's just in all phases, I think they really showed that they had the depth and that they're pretty well coached.
You made a great point just a second ago, and I think that if you go back through the games, you'd see a lot of these where Chester Rogers comes up and he catches a punt on a bounce, or he hustles up to catch it in the air before it bounces, maybe makes one guy miss. He gets 7-10 yards. But think about what was happening before, and I don't want to pile on, but remember, Odoree Jackson had maybe the great ability to run a punt back for a touchdown, maybe, and Chester Rogers isn't doing that really. But Odoree Jackson was misjudging some punts; they would bounce. You'd lose 30 yards sometimes.
Yeah.
Those are huge yards.
A good example of that is the Jacksonville game 2 years ago on Thursday Night Football, right? Where he didn't judge it; he let it bounce. And then it hit them, and they recovered it. You know what I mean? And it just started just to pile on, and it ended up being just a beatdown, you know, at the hands of the Jaguars down there. So you're 100% right. Like, you look at that one I mentioned where the ball bounced, right, and he came up and fielded it. If Rodgers doesn't field that, just like you said, that thing rolls and rolls and rolls, and now you have really bad field positioning. So it's a great point.
Teron Davenport is with us. So, TD, I'll put your wide receivers coach hat on for a second. If you're the wide receivers coach and you're working with Dez Fitzpatrick now that he's got another opportunity, what are some things that you're going to work on with him?
I'm just going to work first and foremost on confidence and his being comfortable, right? And they ask guys to know all positions, and I would want him to know those positions. But I want him to be able to just be confident so he can play as fast as possible. And that's one of the things, initially, it was kind of like a whirlwind for him. And his confidence, you could tell that he wasn't, you know, playing to his utmost ability. So that's really what I would do. I'm pouring as much into him as possible. But then you also want to make sure that he's playing with a sense of urgency. Because now, this is just, you know, a limited observation. But it just seems that he has somewhat just like a casual, nonchalant personality. Whereas as receivers, like, you know, Chase, we've talked about it before, right? A.J. Brown, he has what? Hashtag that dog in him. Yep. Like everything yep. he does is with aggression and with, you know, emphasis and oomph. And that's what you want from a receiver. So I will work to try to bring that out of him. I think Rob Moore, the receivers coach, has done an excellent job. And one guy that no one's talking about, and you can check the internet, man. Like he was a really good receiver back in his day in the PSAC, the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, and he was an awesome returner. That's Eric Frazier, who's an assistant that's working with Rob Moore. And I see him out there with the receivers every day. He does awesome work. I'm a little biased because he's a fellow, Philly guy. But, yeah. Man, he's definitely contributed as well.
Well, and you bring up confidence. I mean, I think that's what you're seeing in Marcus Johnson. That's, you know, one thing we've been talking about is he's got some swagger, that dog in him, however you want to put it. And so yeah. I think to your point, that's the level that they need to try and get Dez Fitzpatrick to. He had the one catch yesterday for no yards. At least he caught the ball. I guess you can that's a step in the right direction. But I agree with you, and I don't see it the same way you do because you played the position and you study film, like Darren pointed out. But you could just tell when he was on the field that there's a little hesitation just because maybe his confidence is shaky.
Yeah, and I think really a lot of that was in training camp. It's a little bit tougher now, you know, just seeing them in individual period. But, I mean, his confidence has to have been enforced some, right? They gave him they named him the show team player of the week, right, on offense and special teams. Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned that on Twitter. Some of these morons out there, you know, they wanted to kind of like joke on me like as if I said the wrong thing. So I'll clarify it on here just like I had to on Twitter. When I say show team, that's the practice squad that is utilized to show the offense or show the defense or special teams, those guys that are definitely playing on Sunday, is to give them a look, thus called the show team.
So let me – last one for you. They got Houston this weekend, but when you look at the rest of the way with this schedule – to me, the Patriots is the one I've circled that I think is going to be the biggest test. No disrespect to Pittsburgh or San Francisco, which hasn't been, you know, what everybody thought they'd be. But would you agree with that New England could be the biggest test?
Yeah, 100%. I agree that it's the biggest test. Just, I mean, you know, the Steelers, they are still a contender for the playoffs. Make no mistake about it. But everybody's jumping on this Mac Jones leading New England to the playoff thing. And, you know, they're 2-4 at home, but I think that is the biggest test because there's a lot surrounding that game as well. So you're spot on with that one.
All right, TD. Well, we appreciate the time. Let's see what Mike Vrabel has to say at noon, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Headed that way right now. So we'll see what he has to say.
Yeah, for sure. Teron Davenport joins us every Monday at 11 here on the show, and always appreciate that. You can check out Talking with TD, of course, on Wednesdays, and then his appearances on Stillman & Company and the morning show as well. And Teron Davenport always does a great job trying to find the read here. Brought to you by FreedomTireGuys.com and CraneWorks and RentalWorks. FreedomTireGuys.com, Nashville's premier mobile tire company. Online at FreedomTireGuys.com, CraneWorks and RentalWorks. Your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit CraneWorks.com. As we go to the break, Willie, tell us about Lee Company.
Let's tell you about Lee Company. This is a big week. The temperature hit the freezing mark. I woke up this morning, it was 32, so that means the heater's going. In fact, I was just paying the bills the other day. The gas bill's starting to go up a little bit because the heater's been running. It's going to get more that way as we get into the colder months. So if your heating unit is not running efficiently, maybe that gas bill is even higher than you thought it should be, and you're like, wait a minute, is my heater running right? That's where Lee Company can really help you out. Have them come out and check the heating unit now, before you really get into the cold months, December, January, February, where it could be crisis time if your heater goes kaput. And that's not all, because when you use Lee Company, you get on that home maintenance plan, you get those annual checkups. You're going to stay ahead of the game, not only with your heating, but with your cooling in the spring and summer, plus your plumbing, your electric systems. They check all four of those systems. They make sure they're running properly. Lee Company, here's how you get a hold of them. 615-567-1000 or go to leecompany.com. Ask about their home maintenance plan. We use it in our house. We have for years. It's a great system that works for us. It saves us money over the long term. It's Lee Company. 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com. Proud sponsor, Nashville Predators.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.